Chris Gande. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Tuesday, October 20th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I am Tungamili Nkomo.
Tonight, we are looking at reports that over 6,000 pupils have been forced to drop out of school in recent months due to hunger and other poverty-related problems.
So let's get talking on our social media platforms and live on air. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318.
If you want to contribute live on air, give us a call on 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com. or voaindebele.com and voashona.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
Provincial education officers in Matabele North and South provinces say more and more school children are either skipping classes or dropping out altogether due to biting hunger and poverty. Speaking to the Bulawayo-based Sunday news publication, the officers expressed concern that even the levels of concentration among students is very low as a result.
In Matabeleland South alone, according to the newspaper, a total of 2,825 students from both primary and secondary schools stopped going to school this present term. Provinces like Midlands, Mashingo, and Mashonaland East are reportedly facing the same predicament. So tonight, we take up this situation with our panel, and of course, we invite you at home to call us and share your experiences.
Le chona njani mthwakazo muhle yekutivana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje kungolwesibili uhlelo The Connection lapho esikhangela khona udaba lwendlala ebikwa sibhahile kakhulu endaweni eziningi zelizwe osokwenze abantwana abedlula inkulungwane eziyisithupha 6,000 bama ukuya esikolo. Ezabelweni ezimbili esemathebeleland south lemathebeleland north. Kanti ke ngakwezinye indawo ezifana lapho Maswingo Midlands Mashonaland East ibikwa isidla ubhedulayo indlala njalo abantwana abaningi babikwa bengasayi esikolo. Ngakho siyilo udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje siyalinxusa ukubana lisishayele ucingo siza ukubana kuyini okwenzakalayo esigabeni zenu, injani indlala, bayahamba na abantwana esikolo. Inombolo lapho sitholakala khona lingasithumela i-message ku-WhatsApp bese siyalifonela ke back. Inombolo zethu ze-WhatsApp zithi 001-202-465-0318. Kumbe lisifonele lisitshayele ucingo directly kunombolo zethu ezithi 001-202-619-2077. Ongo watereri, tumugamushirai mchirongwa cha nasi chirongwa chwe chidiki chatnomu pakurai nechipiri chega chega nasi inyaya irimu gango inyaya yenzara irikunzi ya woneza ya woneza vanu wakawanda dambudziko kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvikuru sei kumathebelele north ne south uko kuri kunzi vana vechikoro vanodarika 6,000 vambomira kuenda kuchikoro nenyaya yenzara mumwedzi mishoma yapfuura zvinonziwo nzara yatekeshera kunharaunda zinenge Mashonaland East Mashingo uyezve Midlands. Saka ndo nyaya ya tiku kurukura nezvayo nhasi tirizirei runare tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda dzenyu. Phone number zedu tinowanikwa pa 001 202 465 0318. I number yedu ye WhatsApp, saka titumirei message ipapo togomufonerai. Munogona kuti ridzirazve runhare mutaure pachirongwa pa 001 202 619 2077.
Mm-hmm. Thank you then, Tunga. And at this time, we are now joined by our three guests on the program. That is Mr. Raymond Majonge, who is the Secretary General of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. We also have Mr. Vumani Ndlovu, who is the Coordinator for the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. And also we are joined by Member of Parliament, Mr. Abed Nico Bebe. Our gentlemen, will just ask that if you have radios on, if you can just turn them off. We are having a bit of a feedback on the line, Tunga.
Yes, gentlemen, welcome once again, and I will start off with Mr. Bebe, Guy South, of course, a member of parliament. Mr. Bebe, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And how are you?
We are fine, thank you. Guy is, you know, said to be one of the hardest hit by hunger, where, you know, many pupils have stopped going to school. What's the situation like?
Well, the first thing that we should identify is it's not just hunger. It is the issue of distance that travels, the school kids where they're going to school. To identify the issue of the police party interference and the ruling party, particularly on the traditional leaders. If I'm not on the traditional leaders' side, they are traditional leaders, particularly that align with the
Honorable Bebe, your line is very bad. We'll have to cut you off and call you right back. Stand by in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. That point, let's go to Mr. Vumani Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, thank you for joining us on the program this evening. Hello, Mr. Ndlovu.
I'm fine. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you for joining us. What's your reaction as you work with the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust and hearing that over 6,000 pupils have dropped out due to the issue of hunger?
Thank you very much for inviting me to this show. It's an indication that the situation in the ground is quite terrible. I personally believe that the number could be way more than that. It's also an indication that access to education by the rural communities is becoming impossible due to the hunger that is afflicting the province of Matabeleland North. It's quite true that a number of children have dropped out, and the situation is likely to worsen as the hunger continues to afflict the region.
Mr. Majongwe, we spoke to you earlier, you know, and you gave us your take. But taking the conversation forward, what are the odds of a student, you know, who is to grapple with poverty, you know, see food, you know, the dire food situation such as is prevailing? What are the odds of, you know, such a student making it in their academic, you know, achievements? Mr. Majongwe, are you there? Hello, Mr. Majongwe. You are live on The Connection. Can you hear us?
Maybe there's a...
We seem to have... Hello, Mr. Majongwe. Are you still on the line?
I Okay, we'll call him back. I think maybe we can throw that question to Honorable Bebe, if he'd like to give his input there. You know, what you're asking there, how is the, what are the odds that a young child can fare well when they're facing the issue of hunger? Honorable Bebe.
Well, I just wanted to find my point, but the problem that we're facing here is the distance that are traveled by schools. After the one, we have a situation where traditional leaders, they take the parents to their traditional courts if they don't pay school fees. So if you come, I mean, you put together with the issue of hunger, it actually exacerbates the problem because hunger child will always not go to school. And if he doesn't go to school, it is actually his future that has been destroyed. And then looking at the government trying or should improve the distances that are traveled first, and once they've improved the distances that are traveled, they should actually apply the new constitution requirements that school children are not supposed to pay school fees, particularly at primary school. As you know, the parents they are looking for money to buy food for themselves and their children. So the money is in supply in the country, as we all know. So it then complicates the situation where a parent, one, is supposed to look for money for to buy food for the children. The child is hungry and is maybe not eaten for a day or two and actually walk to school for a long distance. So those things coupled together, they actually create bigger problems, particularly in areas of factory development. So we are saying, and this is until the choice of distances traveled, the food requirements, the punishment that is handed over by the traditional leader and the we are going to have this continuous having those kind of problems that we are having.
Thank you, there, Honorable. I think we have Mr. Majonga on the line in Tunga.
Mr. Majonga, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line. I don't know who is cutting me off.
Now you want to start some conspiracies.
We assure you it's not us, for sure.
Okay, Mr. Majongwe, I was saying, taking the conversation forward, what are the odds of a student, you know, who has to grapple with all this succeeding in life?
I'm very surprised that when students are sent to school, apparently we are trying to groom them for the future. We are trying to prepare them for better Zimbabwe. Trying to give them the responsibilities.
Majongwe, do you mind just moving just a bit? The lines are just very terrible today. We can hardly hear you. If you can just move just a bit.
Let me try. Real challenge is the children.
We're having an issue there.
Yeah, we are having an issue there, Mr. Majongwe. We'll have to cut you out and, try calling you back on your other lines. We wish to apologize to our listeners. We are having a rough day today. Our connection to Zimbabwe is really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I think we have one line that's very clear.
Mm-hmm, of course. I think before we go to Mr. Ndlovu, Tombo Werenga, my comments are here per WhatsApp in Tunga, which is always good. It's always very reliable, it seems. We have Given, who says, here in Mbinga, some people who harvested are selling a bucket of maize at $7. There are also those who suffocate others who are failing to get at least $1 a month. There's another one coming from Eka Moyo, who says the situation in Gwanda South is bad, coupled with the lack of water and food. Villagers are running out of ideas as their livestock is faced with imminent death due to dry pastures. Every effort should be made to discourage ZANU councillors to distribute food on political lines. Ntunga.
Yeah, we also have Clayford, Hansi na Clayford Ndova Kumbere Ngwa, Hansi Nzara Aina Kumira Kwazo pa Zimbabwe. ndakabva ku ukoshuwa madona dai aona plani pavana vechikoro nokuti government haina chino. Baba Pepe ongo meliwe talele parlamente kuine likwenzayo ngalolu daba.
Okukhakathekile kufanele sikukhangele ukuthi idale leparlamente umthetho lawufaka ngesisekelo sombuso esitsha esabhalwayo. Isisekelo sombutho esitsha esabhalwayo sifaka izinto ezithile ezimqoka ezifanele ukuthi wonke umuntu ophila eZimbabwe kufanele ukuthi azanelise ukuthi azithole. Ukhangeleleke ukuthi ebantwaneni kulilungelo labo ukuthi bathole ezemfundo kwafakwa isisekelo sombuso lesesivele edalethelo eParliamente. Ukhangeleleke njalo ukuthi abantwana kufanele bahambe esikolo bangaze babhadala ifees okuyikho futhi njalo okusesekeleni sedalelo esisekeleni sombuso yelizwe. Ukhangeleleke njalo ukuthi wonke umuntu kufanele ukuthi athole amanzi okunata kulilungela lakhe lelo ukuthi athole amanzi okunata. Wonke umuntu kufanele ukuthi athole indawo yokuhlala. Izinto ezafakwa lidale leParliamente ezisemthethweni. Bese sithi thina ke ihulumende nxa ibunjwa zingatsha ezintathu ezilinganayo. Ingatsha lezi ezintathu zithi zona ijudiciary siyakwazi kumthetho wendaba. Ibe sesithi ke ingatsha lezi olwesibili ligatsha lwephalamende osithi yi-legislature ngesikhiwa. Bese sithi okwesithathu ke lugatsha lwe-executive ke esithi ke nguye ke u-administrator kumbe ngithi yibo ke abafanele balandele kumbe benze lokho okuyabe kufakwe lidale lephalamende. Engikubonayo kusilela lapha ukuthi i-executive ngithi ke labo okufanele benze lokho kuyabe kuphuma edale leParliamente yibo abangakwenziyo abasuke ke bese besilela ke ekwenzeni okufanele bakwenze okusemthethweni welizwe. Yiyo into ekhona elizweni. Okwedale leParliamente liyayenza imithetho, iyaphuma imithetho, ikhona imithetho. Labo okufanele bawenze umthetho usebenze abakwenzi lokho.
Siyabonga Mnumzana Pepe qhubeka ubambile ecingweni.
Amisa Ndlovu, let's come to you speaking on the issue of the concern of a distribution of food politicization on that issue. As a rural organization, how are you seeing it in your area? Is this happening?
The experience we have had over the years has shown indicated that during such unfortunate period where if the communities are facing drought, hunger, there is always politicization of food, whereby food is parceled out according to political affiliations. So currently, just because the government is failing to distribute food, we haven't yet seen the politicization of food. But over the years, we have witnessed that, we have experienced that, and we are expecting that to happen. Food politicization has always been the weapon that the government or the ruling party has been using to lure people to vote for it. But outside this, let me also go back and applaud Honorable Pepe for letting the nation know that one of the causative factors that affect the rural communities is the element of distance that the children have to travel, or the distances that the children endure on a daily basis. This affects significantly their learning processes. Then we also touched on the issue of the constitution and joining or mandating the government to provide basic services such as food, water, etc. But if you look closely at the constitution, I believe there was an oversight in the sense that the constitution states that if the government has the resources to do that, so there is nothing that concretely mandate the government to do that, but it gives the leeway to say if the government has the resources to do that, it has to provide free education for the children. So the government will always use that that provision to say, at the moment, we do not have the resources to provide for that. So there was an oversight, which I believe the legislature has to debate around that issue.
Vama Jongwe ndimboya kwamuri. Halo Vama Jongwe, muri paro nari. Halo, Mr. Majongwe, are you on the line?
Oh, I think his line is back there.
Pinamu Dambu Zikot, and we are trying hard to get Majongwe, but as I said earlier, our lines are so terrible today, but we still have our other guests. Mm-hmm. Nkai South, Member of Parliament, Abednego Bebe, and Vumani Ndlovu of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust.
Mm-hmm. Antunga, as you said there, of course, last week, Friday, was the World Food Day. And as reported, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization was saying that about 2.7 million Zimbabweans will need food aid from now until the end of March 2016 due to the poor harvest. There are so many people who were complaining and saying that, you know, they're finding it complicated to be able to make ends meet or even have food, you know, for their children and for their families.
Oh, God, Tenda. Mm-hmm.
I think Dimkoma Clafford. I think I'm wearing a message.
Hello, Mkoma Clifford, can I Clafford?
Clifford.
Mkoma Clifford, the Mori writer.
I three and Maradio.
I wa three Bobo Stere, Chris Egumberingog.
Kwafiwa nezvara kufadi.
Vakomana, saka vari kuenda kuzvikoro here vana?
Vana vanoenda asi vachidzoka mapoto achakanikwa pamusoro pezvitandangare. Dini vanga vazara maplan zvekuti vakwanise kuitira vana vechikoro zvikapu muzvikoro zviri nani.
Hapana here masangano akazvimirira oga anobatsira ikoko?
Kwakambouya raisi, but munhu wani waigona kupuwa kapu apa wafamba 20 kilometers kunoitora azopuwa kapu imwe, saka hazvina zvinobatsira.
Ko ndiani aibatsira neraisi?
Raisi yairatidza kuti yakanga yabva kumusoro, hatizi kuti yaibva kugovernment kana kuti yaibva kumadonors, asi yaingouya ine zvififty konzi iwadhi yakati inonohora, but mawana kapu imwe imwe. Vamwe vaitoguma vangodoramwavo vachisiya, vamwe vairamwa voti haidzokerai nayo, haikwani vanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda Mukoma Clifford. Saka kana makurukota ehurumende akateerera zvizvo, hamungada kuvataurira?
Vana vechikoro kunyanya maprimary vanga vachida kuti dai vapiwa chikafu muzvikoro, nokuti ndo vakanyakosha. Vanhu vakuru vanogona zvavo kumbobata dumbu, asi vanana vakwanisi.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tatenda Mukoma Clifford kumbere ingwauko. Mudzokeka nemusi wechipiri pachirongwa.
Okay, hai. Tichange tirivo.
Okay, thank you the silo mlaleli njalo eSouth Africa umabuya. Mabuya, siyakwamukela uhlelo. Halo, Mabuya.
Yebo, ninjani?
Siyaphila baba, kunjani?
Yebo, mina ngifuna ngisemithi South Africa.
Yeah, kunjani kona ngapho ba?
Akufani. Izwilo ile ngekho.
Lizabuya. Zungenele kuhlelo baba kusiphathise.
Okay, siyabonga. Kina mina ngowami umbono engibona, siyakubona siyahlupheka, sihlupheka sisho izalo. Kodwa into engathi ibe khona yilo ama opposition aphisa every day. Abobhebhe labo siyabezwa bakhuluma, kodwa kukhona ukuthi abafuni ukuhlanganisa imikhondo yabo njengamaZimbabweans. basho bathi sita isiwane hayi Welshman noma utshwangira isita esikhona esixosha abantu eZimbabwe umgabe kuphela yiyo nje umbono ebenginawo sine.
Hey, ayi siyakuzwa mabuya. Ibhahile indlala ekhaya, uyathumeza yini kona ngapha eMzansi?
Akuzwa.
Ngithi indlala bathi ibhahile ekhaya baba, uyathumeza yini amachangana bheke ekhaya?
Awu, impilo yakhona so thina every month simele sithumeze.
Na kwenziwe njalo baba. Siyabonga mabuya.
Siyabonga.
Akundi mkoma mabuya banga bachichema one opposition anzi. Bari kupokana ve opposition apa aba vana bebe vana tswangira vana Welshman dai vangobatana kuti vabvise ZANU PF pachigaro handizini nendiri kutaura mashoko yayo ndi vamabuya.
Arega, let's just read a few more of the messages coming from WhatsApp in Tunga. We have Temba who says, in my home village, all is not well. Cattle have suffered a lot. Daily I hear cows and ox dying of a water shortage. Maize supply has also dwindled to near 1992 levels. A bag of maize is now $45. We also have Rose from South Africa who says, the government should do something in this emergency to help students not to drop out of school because of hunger. Every child has the right to education.
Yes, and to read a quote from the Sunday News, quoting Mrs. Voitatelo Mguni, Matabelele North Provincial Education Director. She says, I can confirm that things are not good in the province due to hunger, while dropouts can be due to various reasons. We have had a sharp increase of absenteeism during the first and second term, attributed to the hunger scourge. Our figures to date state that from the first to the second term, we have had 2,758 dropouts at primary school level. That is from grade 3 to grade 7. For the early childhood development special needs classes, we have had 18 dropouts, while for the general ECD classes, we have had over 1,000 dropouts.
Mm-hmm. Daunting numbers indeed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can go to Mr. Ndlovu. Just before we go to our break, are you able as an organization to assist, these school children?
We can't say we are able to assist them because we are not into the food distribution or assistance line programs. So what we can simply do is to highlight the applied to relevant authorities, highlight the applied to the representatives of the constituencies, like people like Honorable Pepe, so that they can take the issue forward. So this is how we can assist them, and perhaps do the advocacy campaigns around those issues, so that other organizations that are into the line of food distribution can at least come in and provide assistance. But as an organization, we are not into that line.
Thank you there, Mr. Vumani Ndlovu. And Honorable Bebe, please do stay on the line. We will break up for a while and come right back. Now it's time to bid farewell to our radio listeners, but there's good news.
Of course, there's good news. You can continue listening to us and watching us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com as we continue with our program this evening. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo. We'll be right back.